God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, our Fall Share-a-thon. We have two a year, one in the spring, one in the fall, and we don't do this, but 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, so 6 days out of 365 days do we even come to you and say, hey, we need a gift, we need your financial help. Ed's figured that up. Ed, you did the math.
I did the math. I didn't do it longhand. I used the calculator, and it's just those 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, 6 days represent about 2% of the time spent here at AFR on the air.
So
That's not much. That's not constantly begging for money.
Right. Well, that's the accusation that a lot of people throw at Christian ministries.
Right.
You know, they just throw us all in together, and because we got a couple of bad apples out there who do things that are shady, you know, that are supposed to reflect on everybody. And I'm just telling you that it doesn't reflect on us, because we only spend 2% or less of our time actually asking for financial donations. And then you add to that the fact that we are audited annually by an outside firm, and we are members of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability.
Right.
And they have stringent guidelines that we have to meet to show that we're being honest and responsible with donations that are made to this ministry. So I just tell you that so you can have confidence that when you give to AFR, we're using your money to keep our radio network going.
Right.
In every respect, and to expand if we can. We have done some expansion over the last couple of years here at American Family Radio. So just want you to know, folks, when you give to AFR, you can feel confident that your donation is going to do exactly what we tell you it's going to do.
Yeah.
You're listening to American Family Radio Share-a-thon. We're going to give the number, and then I'm going to give the phone number. Walker, you tell them what they're getting.
All right.
If they give a certain amount. I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell them what they're getting in return for their gift, and then I'll give the phone number.
Okay. All right. One thing before I go to these incentives here is I want to read our mission statement, or at least part of it. Our mission statement here at American Family Radio and American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. So that's our mission statement: inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundation of our country. That's what we're doing here in a couple words at American Family Radio. Here's the two incentives this hour, this last hour of today's issues. Really, the first incentive is that you have $50 added on to your gift of any amount. You give $25, it'll become $75. You give $100, it'll become a $150. $50 add-on until 12 o'clock Central. Here are the other two incentives. A one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive 1 8-ounce bag of American Family Coffee, in addition to Hilarious Highlights Volume 5, that's a Trivia Friday CD. But if you give a monthly gift, monthly gifts are great, a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive the two things I just mentioned, in addition to an American Family Radio coffee mug, coffee tumbler, stainless steel. It has the coffee top you can use here, and then you can convert it into a soda huggy, if you will, and you can drop your soda down in there, screw the top on, and keep it insulated. So a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly gift of $30 or more.
How would they call and get any of that?
Well, you got to have a phone.
Got to have a phone.
That's number one.
Got to have a phone number.
Got to have a phone. And number two, you got to have a phone number.
Right.
And number three, you got to have the heart.
Yes.
And the attitude and the willingness to pick up that phone and call us here at American Family Radio. So you need to reach out to us and connect. And here's how you do it. You call 877 616-2396, and you tell the person on the other end of that phone that, you know, that you want to give a gift to American Family Radio, and here's how much it is. And we have a few lines available. I'm looking through the glass. So if you want to call now and make a gift, it's a great time while you're thinking about it before you forget or get busy. And maybe you're going to be traveling this afternoon and tomorrow, and you're not going to remember to make a gift to American Family Radio. But you'd like to. You'd like to help us because you believe in what we're doing. Well, now's the time to give us a call. Here's the phone number. And as Ed said, one of them said $50.
Yeah.
A $50 add-on to any gift between now and the top of the hour is what's been offered by one of our listeners. And here's our phone. A generous, I guess, wealthy person, obviously, right, is willing to do this for us if the other listeners will, you know, give.
It's a friendly challenge.
Yeah. 877-616-2396 is our phone number here at Sheraton Central. American Family Radio's national headquarters. We're located in Tupelo, Mississippi. 877-616-2396. Let's hear a listener testimony. Then our Steve Jordahl will be with us in just a minute.
My name is Barbara. I'm calling from the state of Alabama. And I appreciate how well fed I am spiritually by AFR. But I really thank you most of all for when upcoming elections are coming around the bend, I can feel confident in walking into a polling place being a well-informed voter. And I thank you all so much for that. Have a blessed day.
Well, there you go. Just one of the things that we do here is try to educate people on politics and government. And we're not an R, we're not a D, okay? We're not an independent.
We're Christian.
We're Christian. We're about getting the truth out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that God's Word speaks to political issues because they're moral issues, we're going to tell you where people stand on that. And so that's just what the old expression, it is what it is. So abortion, for example, is killing babies. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? God's opposed to killing babies.
Right. Mm.
That's clear. God is for life. We're going to tell you what party, what candidate is pro-life, and which one is in favor of killing babies.
Mm.
Unborn babies, babies in the womb, but babies nonetheless, right?
Right.
That's why they want to kill it, because they know it's going to be born soon.
Right.
So we're going to tell you where the candidates stand on those important life issues. So there's, you know, God's Word doesn't speak to how you best fill a pothole on your county road that I know of.
No.
Maybe I'll come to that. I'm going through the Old Testament.
If it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be there.
And it's covered about everything imaginable so far. So maybe I'll get to God's opinion on how to best fill a pothole. But I'm just saying that, you know, there are a lot of things that we can disagree on. Good people can disagree on how to best do something as it relates to government. But there are certain things that are non-negotiable that the Word of God speaks to that we can apply to our civic life and say, thus saith the Lord, we as Christians must stand for this, mm-hmm, or must stand for that issue. Steve Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What you got?
Can I start with something a little fun?
Go.
Sure.
The Kavanaugh protesters have not left the Capitol. They are still there. They're still trying to hound senators. And
you're kidding.
No, I'm not. They're still there.
They know the vote's been, he's already seated as a justice? They know this?
They do know that. I have
like
to
the
assume
Japanese in the jungles. You know?
After World War II.
It seems like
II.
That.
Hey, 40 years out later. Now. The war's been over for 7 years.
Well, I wanted you to hear this interaction between one of these protesters and Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy. So Bill Cassidy was walking down the hall, and this woman, accompanied by her, I think she had looked like about a 10 and a 6-year-old girls with
her. Okay, is this today or yesterday?
I think it was this morning sometime.
All right.
This was the interaction between those two parties.
All right.
Cut five.
Senator Cassidy, can you please apologize to my children for ruining their futures?
Hey, guess what? I know your parents are using you as tools.
No,
but
we're not using them as tools.
In the future, if somebody makes an allegation against you, and there's no you'll be okay.
And you should hope that they...
I would high five the senator if I could. What a quick on his feet.
I know.
This woman brought her children up there, or supposedly her children up there, and Senator Cassidy, do you want to apologize for my children? For what? Play that again. This is how over the top these people are. Listen to this woman.
Senator Cassidy, can you please apologize to my children for ruining their futures?
Hey, guess what? I know your parents are using you as tools.
But if somebody makes an allegation
against you and there's no proof for it, you'll be okay.
And you should hope that they...
Who's paying that woman to do that?
George Soros. If it's like the rest.
You got to pay somebody to do that.
What the senator also could have said was, children, guess what? Your parents are using you as tools, and they're tools as well.
Right. Don't let them ruin your life, kids.
Huh? You should hold to conservative principles.
Vote Republican when you grow up.
So, well, good for Senator Kennedy.
Cassidy.
Good for him for being quick on his feet and having that kind of response. And it made the lady there, blah, 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 blah. She was bumbling. She didn't know what to say.
They chased him. The tape ended with them yelling at him. He walked down. He went into the bathroom, and they said, "Don't hide in the bathroom. Come out and look at us."
Well, if you were in Target, she could have gone in there.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Huh? Nobody would have stopped her.
No. Could have gone. Women could go in men's restrooms in Target. So. Yeah. All right. These people, the left, these people, they.
You can't reason with them.
Huh?
You cannot reason with them.
No, they're not.
She didn't come up and respectfully say, "Senator, I disagreed with your vote on Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh. I'd like to talk to you about it." No, she said,
"Apologize to my children right now."
Yeah. Well, apologize to my children for what you did.
That's not an invitation
to a discussion.
It's like, "Have you stopped beating your wife?" Question.
Yeah.
No matter what he's supposed to answer, it was supposed to get him in trouble.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him. Anyway, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Next story, Steve.
I know Walker was talking before the last hour. Walker, you found this clip that you were looking for, didn't you?
Yeah, we had the clip. I mentioned the clip where Fred was talking about illegal immigration and a couple other things, and then it dawned on me that the Georgia gubernatorial candidate running for governor, the Democrat there, said the other day that illegal immigrants are going to be a part of the blue wave. This is Stacey Abrams, the Georgia candidate, the Georgia Democrat candidate for governor. Let's listen.
But the thing of it is, the blue wave is African American.
Yeah.
It's white, it's Latino, it's Asian Pacific Islander.
Yes.
It is disabled.
Yes.
It is differently abled.
Yes.
It is LGBTQ.
Yes.
It is law enforcement.
Yes.
It is veterans.
Yes.
It is made up of those who've been told that they are not worthy of being here.
Yes.
It is comprised of those who are documented and undocumented.
Yes.
There you have it.
Oh.
Democrat candidate for governor in the red state of Georgia.
And so, because there are people listening and they're going, I didn't just hear that, did I? Yes. The gubernatorial candidate, as Walker said, for Georgia, said the blue wave will be the result of, and she listed all these different categories, their identity politics, but she also said the blue wave will come because of legal and illegal immigrants,
just
documented
reminder,
and undocumented immigrants.
The blue wave is this supposed vote that will happen that will usher in a big, huge Democrat win in November. So they're talking about who's going to comprise of these voters.
Why do they have to separate us into these categories? Why don't we have to be in our own little boxes? White people over here, Asian Island Pacificers over here, blacks over here, Latinos, you go in that corner. Why did they do that?
Well, by the way, just a side question. Is she winning the Island Pacific vote?
Asian Pacific Islander? I don't know.
Because that could tilt things in Georgia.
Yes. I think there is a large population of Asian
Right down there
Pacific
around Valdosta.
Yes.
Between Valdosta and Waycross.
Yeah.
There's a huge Pacific Island population that's going to make the difference.
Yes.
And
both sides, Republican and Democrat, are trying to attract the Asian Pacific Islander vote.
It's a hot ticket, yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'll just to answer Walker's question, I think they have this identity politics because the Democratic Party, the left, the progressives, regressives, whatever you want to call them, they are grievance-oriented. So what they do is they say, you've gotten a bad deal, you've gotten a raw deal because of X, Y, or Z, because of your group, because of your socioeconomic status, so come to us, we'll give you what you want. Mm. And that's why they split people up. Because they're not just simply saying, hey, listen, we want everyone to get a good job, everyone to go to college. We are gonna bust this up into small groups and play to your particular grievance. Mm. That's why I say this is ultimately a Marxist-oriented movement, because Marxism relies on the grievance of the bourgeoisie against the proletariat, the owners of the means and of production and distribution against the workers, and that's what this is at heart. It is grievance oriented.
Those are some big words. You know how to spell those words?
I can spell
every one of those
eventually.
I don't
know what they mean. Bourgeoisie and the
proletariat.
Yeah. Well, yes. He wrote a book on it, or booklet on it. Yep. Ed wrote a booklet on
it. Well,
then
there
DVD
you go. I guess
it.
He does know how to spell them.
So I can spell every one of those eventually.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. That's Today's Issues, the name of the show here. We're going to be here till noon today. And we're talking about our Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. If you believe in the ministry of AFR, we need you to help us by writing a check and being a part of our ministry. You can write a check. You can make a donation with your credit card, a bank draft, whatever is easiest for you. We would, but we need your help because we're listener-supported Christian radio. And so, you know, it's all volunteer. It's all volunteer.
Can I give the phone number?
Please do.
I'd like to. I haven't given the phone number.
This phone number rings here?
It rings right here. We're looking out the glass on, to my
not
right.
Not out the glass of life.
Right from the studio, which we're
broadcasting. Is the glass half full, by the way?
It is. No, it's pretty full in here.
It's a different glass. Different kind of glass.
Oh. And I'm looking at our volunteers in Share-a-thon Central, and I'm telling you, just like I said yesterday, several of them are doing nothing right now. Folks, I'm going to give the phone number. I'm going to explain why that is problematic to me. Okay, the phone number. Let's get these people back answering the phones. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, this is why this is problematic. And then I'm going to tell you about a great offer, a challenge, a $50 challenge here in just a second. But what's problematic about our volunteers who are not answering the phone is they leave Share-a-thon Central and they go next door, the room next door, and they get our food. Okay, so they're eating our food.
Wow.
They're eating our free popcorn. They're drinking our, yes. So, folks, we got to put them back to work.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be out there for Tim and Walker and Steve-O and Brent
and
I?
We want to feed these people.
We want to have
some
food,
too.
They're
just volunteers right? who've driven in from all over the country. Now they want free food?
And here's our identity politics.
All right, Dad, I have a grievance, folks.
Where's the justice in that?
Wow.
All right, here's the challenge. Somebody has generously donated money, and this is the challenge they've given to our listeners. Every gift that you give, this person will add on $50 to it. On every pledge made until 12 o'clock Central Time, noon Central, that is about another, we're just under 40 minutes left in that challenge. $50 is added on to your gift, your pledge. The number to call, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We are looking directly to our Today's Issues listeners. Folks, help us out. Help out and bless the individuals who will listen to American Family Radio for the next 6 months. That's why you're listening to American Family Radio today, is because someone in the Spring Share-a-thon gave generously. Maybe you did too. Please come and join us and work with us to get the truth out to our nation. It is starving for the truth.
Yeah, you can also donate online, AFR.net, AFR.net at our website. And, you know, earlier I mentioned Ed's booklet and the DVD he put together called The Progressive Threat to the American Republic. And the reason I mentioned that is because not only does your support to American Family Radio enable us to continue our radio broadcast on a daily basis, which costs money, we have 182 radio stations across the country in 35 states, But your donation also enables us to produce products and resources to uplift and inspire you, our listeners. And so the Ed's booklet and DVD, The Progressive Threat to the American Public, that was made available and produced and put together and written by Ed because of your donation to American Family Radio. We have tons of other products on our store, afastore.net. And so all of these resources that go in line with our mission statement are done because you donate to American Family Radio.
I'll just add that if you call now, you might be fortunate enough to talk to Birthday Dave, who's answering phones.
That's right. Birthday Dave is here. For those who don't, maybe have talked to Birthday Dave before, we call him Birthday Dave because he has a very unique gift. He is able to tell if you give him your birth date and your birth year, he can tell you
what day of the week.
Right off the top of his head, what day of the week you were born on.
Kind of like Kreskin in that way.
It is.
Yeah. You know? So the number is 877-616-2396. It is our fall share-a-thon. The theme is One Nation Under God, to which I say amen.
Next story, Steve.
Well, we've got this Honduran march of migrants on its way to our shores, you may have heard. President Trump is tweeting back. He is telling, now, so this is about 1,300 migrants, and this massive migration is dissipating a little bit as it heads to the Mexican border because Mexico is starting to put up a little bit of a push that you don't cross our borders like this. We're not going to let you. So they're kind of crossing surreptitiously, and the rumors are going to reform at our border. But the reason that Mexico is pushing back is because I think of something that President Trump tweeted out or has communicated to them. This is a tweet that was out, what's today? Is today the 17th?
Yes.
This was yesterday night, last night. We have today informed the countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador that if they allow their citizens or others to journey through their borders and up to the United States with the intention of entering our country illegally, all payments made to them will stop. End. So, all of the foreign aid that we're giving to Guatemala and Honduras,
how
El Salvador.
How much is it? Does anybody know?
You know, that's
how much is given? I do not know.
Millions of dollars. But no, that's a good question. I will look that up while you
Talk you know, among yourselves. Good for President Trump. I mean, you know, what he's saying is we got to have some cooperation out of these governments that we help, if they're going to facilitate and not do anything to help us, stop people from flooding our country illegally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's common sense to me. You know, he's saying,
right.
And evidently it's working to some extent because, what, the Guatemalan government, they
Well, I'm looking at a news story, a Reuters news story, and it's headlined, Honduras, Guatemala move to stop migrant caravan after Trump threats. So who knows what they'll be successful or what they're doing, but it appears that they are responding, these countries, to these threats to lose, that they will lose financial aid coming from America if they work against our efforts.
Here's what you got happening. You've got, this happens ever so often, I don't know. These stories come up and then they go away and we forget about them, but what's going on at the border. But you got a caravan. This has happened before, as I say. So they come up to from Central America to the U.S. and they won't in. Or they walk in or whatever. But they want to entry into the United States illegally. Right?
Right.
So because we have a process for immigration. A legal process for immigration, but these folks don't want to follow it, you know. So they come up here, and then, you know, they do that, and then the media, not when President Obama's president, when President Trump's president, they want to put the cameras on these poor people, and they are poor, desperate people. I grant you that. But if we took every poor, desperate person that wants to come to the U.S. from around the world in, we wouldn't have a country.
Right.
So you can't do that. So, and that's an unfair expectation, but they want to make President Trump look bad at just the time for the election.
Right.
That's what Walker thinks, right, Walker?
Yeah, yeah, and that's what
you think. This is planned.
That's what Steve.
Steve thinks this
theory also.
Yeah. We'll be back in in about 2 minutes with more of today's issues on AFR.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we're shining the spotlight on American Family Studios.
Hi, I'm Jeff Shamley, Director of American Family Studios. We know that video is a very powerful medium. It can communicate complex ideas and at the same time stir the emotions. It's our privilege to take the core message of AFA and bring that into a visual environment to teach, motivate, and inspire. So whether it's a documentary like The God Who Speaks, or a children's animated feature like Ryan DeFrades, or even a teaching series like the AFA Cultural Institute, our goal is to take the unchangeable truths found in the Bible to a new generation. American Family Studios is really part of the vision of Don Wildman when he founded AFA, to use the latest technology to do one thing, bring truth and encouragement to families across the country, and now through video, to people all over the world.
This is James from North Carolina. I sincerely thank God for American Family Radio and American Family Association. I go to lunch kind of late during the daytime, and I first discovered AFA one afternoon with Brian Fisher and Focal Point. Since then, I have become more engaged with current culture and what we need to do to stand for the truth. Thank you for the great work you're doing. I certainly continue to pray for AFR and looking forward to more great things from this station. God bless you.
The 2018 midterms have been called the most important elections in our nation's history. Join Tim Wildman, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, and Ed Vitagliano for election night coverage from a Christian worldview, beginning at 7 Central, Tuesday, November 6th. Cast your vote on Election Day, and then listen for results on American Family Radio. Or catch the live stream on AFR.net or the AFR Facebook page. Stay with American Family Radio, Tuesday evening, November 6th, beginning at 7 Central.
One nation under God, indivisible.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Steve Jordahl. You're listening to AFR. You want to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. You want to listen on the watch the show. We're live video streaming these 2 hours. We've been doing that at Facebook and YouTube. Just type in today's issues, and you can watch the show there if you'd like to. And we are in the middle. No, we're not in the middle. We're on the home stretch, mm-hmm. to use a horse racing metaphor. We're on the home stretch of our 2 hours here of Share-a-thon. Middle of Share-a-thon, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you want to make a gift, we have somebody in our listening family who's like you, except they have decided to give $50 per gift till noon as an add-on to any donation.
Right, up for the next, 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
$50 added to your gift.
So, so you want to give a gift, $50 will be added to it. Here's
the number, 877. Yeah. 616-2396. That's the number to give. It is our Fall Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Or you can go online to afr.net if you prefer to just do it directly that way.
Was it me or something just dinged?
That was my computer.
Oh, what
the Russians sent me a message. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
You've been colluding with the Russians?
Yeah.
So it's you!
Well,
and you've been letting President Trump take all this flack, and it's you.
I may have just perjured myself, but anyways.
Well, wow. Okay. So Robert Mueller's going to announce he's switching his target to Walker Wildman.
Put the squeeze on.
He's going to get off Donald Trump and go where the real problem is.
There you go.
All right, Steve Jordahl, what's the next story?
I just did, by the way, we were talking last hour about the amount of money that we give. I just looked at the USAID site, which has U.S. foreign aid by country. Let me just give you this. This is what President Trump said he's going to stop payments if they don't stop their people from migrating up here. Honduras, according to USAID, gets $127 million from us every year. Guatemala, $297 million. And El Salvador gets $75 million. So it's a bit of money. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
We're loaded.
Yes, we are.
We are one loaded country. We can just, huh?
We're also.
Just, we could just kick out millions and billions all over the world.
You want $300 million?
Here you go.
But why do these countries all, why do they all hate us?
Huh?
Why do a lot of these countries hate us?
And we're paying them to hate us?
We're giving them money. Question. I mean, and that doesn't even include, that's from the federal government. Yeah. That's from our taxes. That doesn't even include economic. All the missions.
Oh,
groups
I don't think
and
people in these
groups.
Countries hate us. These Central American countries. No, okay. these people are pro-American, I would say, for the most part.
Glad
they're
to hear
so
that.
Pro-American, they're making their way up here to live here.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's true.
All right, I'll recant.
I do think there are countries, plenty of them, that do have disdain for the U.S. who do take our money, or at least they're not friendly to us.
Yeah. It's the same thing that you were talking about, the socialist whole grievance thing. There are countries that are socialist and resent the fact that the United States is a land of plenty that is
well managed
compared
to Ed's point. I might say if they really loved America, they would cross our borders legally. So I think there is a certain disrespect for our country.
Disrespected.
For our laws, because they feel like they can just walk in
they're entitled.
And they're entitled to it. So
But
they do like America in the sense that there's opportunity and freedom here.
I wish that you could demonstrate to people. Let's do an experiment here. And maybe some people would say, well, it's already been done. And good people of California, understand me. I'm just saying that I would think this would be a helpful experiment, what I'm about to say. I would say if you're going to have a sanctuary state like California, right?
Yep.
Then all these folks who are coming up illegally, we send them all to California. Every single one of them, when they get to the Texas border or the Arizona border, we put them on buses and we bus these folks to California, to Los Angeles or San Francisco, wherever the most liberal sanctuary city friendly cities are, and we drop them off at City Hall or whatever, and then let California take care of all these folks who they want to criticize the rest of the country for wanting border control and illegal orderly process of entering the country.
So we make it an experiment.
You make an experiment. I know I'm talking hypothetically here, folks. I know that. Please don't email me and say what you're saying is impossible. But who knows? It may be. Maybe President Trump and I don't know who could do this, but they say one day we say, okay, we're gonna use California as an experiment on whether or not we can absorb an unlimited number of people into our country.
Right.
Who aren't here legally.
Yeah.
So you send them all to California and just say, you know, they can't leave California. If they leave California, they're going to be deported.
Right. We got a new wall coming
That's
up,
where
don't
we build the wall.
Between California and Nevada.
Well, then you wouldn't need. What would be wrong? What would happen? Ed, are you thinking, is there anything wrong with trying an experiment like that?
Well, there's no logistical way to do that, because once you come to the United States, you don't have to show papers at a border. So you could say we're sending them all to California, but once they get there, they are free to move wherever they want. They want to move to Minneapolis.
But you tell them they're deported if they leave California.
Yeah, but then you'd have to have like the Nazis at the border. Show us your papers before you can leave California. You're going to stop every car that comes out of California?
No. I'm just saying if they are.
Remove ICE out of California, put them in the surrounding states.
I'm just saying if they are arrested for anything, or if they.
Oh, I see. Send them back to California.
If they do leave and fly to Chicago, then they got to be deported because they left the sanctuary state of California.
Oh, but, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Not saying go out.
Right.
But what would be the practical. That might be a good experiment to try. What would be the practical implications to the state of California, do you think?
Well, they already lead the nation in poverty, California. I think that is a direct result of the fact that they have allowed illegal immigrants to come into the country and settle there. A lot of these people are escaping. We've talked about this many times, are trying to escape poverty. They don't have skills and they can't find jobs, so they immediately go on the welfare rolls. And that's why California has gone from one of the states with, I think, the probably the lowest poverty rates 40 or 50 years ago to the highest. Right. You know, it's no longer Mississippi or Arkansas, you know, slash Arkansas slash Louisiana, you know, always down at the bottom there in terms of the largest number of poor homeless people. Now California has
Where did you get that stat?
I saw that in the news, too, about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, well,
what do you think would happen, though, if you funneled all illegal immigrants to California and just said, listen, you want to be a sanctuary state? Here you go.
You'd immediately get a lawsuit from Javier Becerra, their attorney general, saying it's illegal, you can't do this.
What?
Because that's what he would do.
No, here's what would happen, and I agree with that. But just like Gavin Newsom running for governor, just like he's a lefty, he said our state has a poverty problem, homeless in the streets, needles in the streets, other stuff in the streets that's disgusting to mention. And so you would have the governor say, no, we can't take everybody. We can take some. But we can't take the whole country's illegal immigrant population. So
what's the difference? What's the difference between that and President Trump saying we must enforce our laws because we can't take people here illegally?
Well, there's no difference, and so what you would see is the mass outcry from both liberals and conservatives in California.
I would pay to see that.
Right.
I would love to see Hollywood liberals stand up and say we must control our borders. Save California. Huh?
What's the old saying is a conservative who's a liberal that's been mugged. And so in this case,
or a liberal with teenage daughters.
Yes. Or in this case, a conservative would be a liberal who has seen the consequences of their immigration policies come home to roost.
Yeah, it's easy so to be for easy to be a sanctuary city and be for open borders if you live in, you know, way away from the border.
Right.
Right.
You know.
And if you're thinking other states are going to be taking their fair share of illegal immigrants.
Yeah. You know. And
that would be hilarious.
As you said, we don't by any means want to sound unsympathetic to the people who are coming to our country from these poor nations are desperate and they are poor. But, you know, we, the U.S., cannot take on everybody in the world who's poor and desperate and wants to come to the U.S. Why don't we just load up cruise ships in Africa then, or Thailand, or...
And bring everybody over
here. Why don't we just do that?
It's got some dark overtones there, doesn't it?
Ed has a point.
Ed has some very valid points. According to the Sacramento Bee, this is a news article dated... this dates back a couple years, but this fact still stands. California continues by far... This is directly from the article... California continues to have, by far, the nation's highest level of poverty, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Listen to this. Nearly a quarter of the state's 38 million residents, a quarter of that equals about 9 million, live in poverty. So one-fourth of the state of California lives in poverty, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
Is that as compared to the cost of living? Do they adjust it? Because California is so high. I mean, your average house in California, I believe, is over $1 million to buy.
Don't defend California.
I'm not. I'm saying the reason. I mean, it's a Democrat-run state forever, but the cost of living is just through the roof.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, my parents live in California and my sister, so don't be too hard on them.
I said for the good people.
My daughter lives in California.
I said for the good people of California. Understand I'm talking hypothetically. But still, I guess what I'm saying, I wish sometimes you could demonstrate to everybody, you could take an idea that's presented in politics and you could show the outcome with a test, you know, like you can a lot of other things. And you would everybody would look at it and say, okay,
this is a bad idea.
Open borders just doesn't work. As much as I'd like everybody to be able to come here, I can see what these people are talking about, because here's the end result. You go broke.
Yeah.
You know, we can't take everybody in. You see what I'm saying?
Look at California. It used to be a haven and a paradise, and now it is an apocalyptic wasteland because the cities are poor,
right.
Hospitals are shut
so
down.
So we're going to have to stop taking everybody here, and we're going to have to quit being a sanctuary city or state anymore because it just doesn't work, practically speaking. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Appreciate you listening to AFR. And we want to let you know, folks, we've got 15 minutes left of our share-a-thon for this this hour. And some generous donor, supporter, has offered $50.
What?
Yeah, to add on to any gift given during this time period. So for 15 minutes, if you want to make a gift to American Family Radio, is that right? I got this right?
Yes, that's correct.
You have $50 added on to your gift.
Wow.
Now, okay. And that is, we have less than now 15 minutes. When we reach 12 o'clock, when we reach noon Central Time, that match is over.
Right.
Whatever you give is what you give.
14 minutes.
But for now, whatever you give, $50 is added on. That's extraordinarily generous, whoever gave that money.
How do you give, though, if you've heard about this?
You got to call a phone number.
There's some kind of phone number or something, isn't it?
Yes, there's a phone number.
I've got my carrier pigeon on the way with a request.
Here's the phone number to call, and then we'll hear a listener testimony, and then we'll go back to Steve. If you want to call and make your gift to AFR and be as generous as you can, please call 877-616-2396. Again, the phone number to reach us here at our share-a-thon and make your gift is the following, 877-616-2396. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
Just call and say that I always believed in God until later on in life, 14 years of active addiction and alcoholism, and for 9 years I couldn't get a needle out of my arm. I prayed to God, and I asked God to either remove me from this world or show me a way out of this mess. I didn't want to live anymore. I didn't want to be myself anymore. I hated myself, and I didn't have any other option. Fast forward the story, God had his hand on me. He aligned me with the right people. Today, I have been experiencing the true love of God, the true blessings that that he has given to me. This year, I will celebrate 3 years clean and sober, and it's a challenge daily sometimes, you know, coming from the dark past, learning how to live a whole new life, you know, and I listen to your radio station. The company I work for now, the owner of the company actually listens to you guys daily, and he got me listening to you, and I've been working on trying not to swear so much now, and I continue to try to change myself as I grow into a new sober life, you know.
What was that caller's name? Did he say? Huh?
Aaron.
Aaron, pray for Aaron right now, folks.
Yeah.
Pray for Aaron today, even though you don't know him.
Mm.
What a story. What a powerful story. And he's dealing with addiction.
Yes.
Drugs and alcohol, he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That he couldn't get a needle out of his arm for how long? 7 years or something?
Yeah, 9 years.
9 years.
9 years.
And now he's been sober 3 years.
Yeah.
He's, like you said, he's you know, trying to live a holy life. He listens to American Family Radio.
Yeah.
So, folks, you're out there listening. So today, pray for Aaron.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because he's your brother in Christ out there. You don't know him. You wouldn't know him if you passed him on the street. But
And your donation is helping to continue the broadcasting that has helped to shape Aaron's life there.
Right.
Right. Hey, want to thank a few folks. Tim in Douglas, Georgia. Iva in Gulfport, Mississippi. Gary in Homer, Louisiana. Irvin in Gushay, Mississippi, Thomas in Florence, South Carolina, Steve in Bell City, Louisiana, Calvert in Senatobia, Mississippi, Julie in Temple, Texas, Linda in Mabin, Mississippi. I'll do three more here. Patricia in Huntington, Arkansas, Carolyn in Smithdale, Mississippi, and Stephen called us from
Woodstock, Ohio.
Woodstock, Ohio. And I'm not sure. I have to look up exactly where Woodstock is, but we have a lot of listeners in the Columbus, Ohio area. And we're going to be increasing our power, by the way, in Columbus pretty soon, right, Walker?
That's right, in the coming months.
Coming months. So we'll be boosting our coverage even greater there in the Columbus area. Mm-hmm. A lot of great listeners to AFR there in Buckeye Land. I know there are other fans of other schools who live right. there, but it's still Buckeye Land.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Steve Jordahl, what else you got?
Well, the U.S. is number one. There we go. All right. The U.S. is back on top as the most competitive country in the world when it comes to economics. This is the Global Competitiveness Report.
Mm-hmm.
It assesses 140 countries on 98 indicators, giving them a grade between 1 and 100. The U.S. scored a top grade of 85.6.
How do we do that?
They're looking at things like main drivers of productivity. It's the economy is going well. So the nation's institutions, our tech savvy, our infrastructure, our educational system, our market size, our innovation. These are all things that
are
they look at.
Are we just smarter than everybody else?
We are working harder.
I think it's the principles. If you have a free society and you encourage people to work hard and you have opportunity,
and
you have less government regulations, lower taxes. You are encouraging people to start businesses, to go into business, to work harder so that they will profit. And I think that that has come with the Trump administration, because this is the highest we've been since 2008.
Yes, and you know what happened in 2008?
Yes. A socialist was elected president.
It was the economic crash at the end of the Bush administration, I think.
That too.
The housing market thing.
That too, Steve. You want to be technical.
I do. I'm a reporter.
That very damaging recession.
Dealing facts.
But I think you're right, Ed. I know you're right. It's the ideas and principles and the framework that our country was set up that has made us the most prosperous country in the world for so long.
Right.
And you know, it has nothing, we're made up of a lot of different DNAs, a lot of different genetic dispositions, so we're not one people
right
here in the U.S. So it must be more than, you know, just Asians or whites or
right.
blacks or Hispanics. It's the things you mentioned that make us, you know, you would think other people in the world would catch on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
These countries that stay poor forever, you think they would look and go, you know, how did America do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we want to model ourselves after them and copy that so that we too can be prosperous. Mm-hmm. And it's good to be, it's good to have money and to be prosperous and to be productive, and it leads to a lot of living conditions that are improved for your society and for your people.
And it leads to increased, in the U.S. specifically,
freedom.
It leads to freedom and it leads to prosperity, but it also leads to us being able to help others.
Education.
Right. And we were talking about in Central America.
Exactly.
And you know, here's the thing. Some people don't understand. They think, well, America, your country, has just got abundant resources. Well, it does. But Central and South America and Africa may have more natural resources than any place on the planet, but it's the ideas underlying their government and their education
which systems, are biblical.
If you're not biblical, you will not be able to use those resources. And so you say, well, how come Africa is not prospering? How come Central America, South America, they have a lot of socialist ideals and socialist governments, and that is anathema to freedom and business. You know, this study that comes out says that Pittsburgh is number one in terms of the best city for jobs. So you want to look at, you know, what is coming in 2018 and 2020 for Pennsylvania. You got Pittsburgh prospering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's got to be bad news for those who want more government regulations.
It was a town in deep trouble not too long ago,
right.
Pittsburgh. And then, of course, it's Steel City, and President Trump campaigned on, and I think has followed through with bringing back a lot of those jobs. The economy
right.
is kind of flourishing. The other thing that strikes me with regard to these other countries, for a while back in the Reagan and Bush years, we thought about exporting our values and, you know, that you know, try to launch democracies, and it never took. And many people have lived for generations under the thumb of a socialist or authoritarian government. First of all, the authoritarian governments have people lined up ready to take over. You can't escape authoritarianism that simply by just getting rid of the guy. Someone behind him is going to come and be authoritarian. And so they have a vested interest in keeping democracy and freedom from their people because it takes away the powers coming out of their pockets, basically.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard. We learned a hard lesson that we can't really export the American values. We have to just kind of be that shining light on a hill that Reagan talked about and show them by
example.
It
has to be organic.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Ed Walker.
Yeah, you're listening to our Fall Share-a-thon. One Nation Under God is our theme. 5 minutes left to join in on this $50 add-on challenge. You give a gift of any amount, $50 will be added on to that gift courtesy of a generous donor and listener to American Family Radio. So a couple minutes left. Here's the number to call in. Join our share-a-thon. Continue supporting the work of American Family Radio. Here's the number. Then I'll give the website, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. If you have a phone or you're close to a computer, visit AFR.net. Give online. Takes a couple minutes. AFR.net.
You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. We got time for one more story, Steve.
Well, let's go to Clemson University. This year, Clemson University decided, you know, the mascot for Clemson are the Tigers.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
that's original.
It has long been a symbol of strength there. But according to the College Fix, this year, Clemson University decided to abandon the solid orange rhetoric that has long unified the campus and replace it with a new suggestion. See the stripes of the tiger. They want everybody to value their differences and to see how everybody is, they want to have a more PC culture there. So we're no longer one, we're now divided, and they think this is good. See the stripes.
See the stripes.
Yes.
Oh, brother.
The stripes that make a tiger. Missing this, its mark is that unifying the campus.
You know what makes a tiger? The teeth and the claws.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I care about.
Which are used to ravage things.
That's right.
Huh? Am I right?
Yes, that's look, I have no problem with saying, listen, we're made up of many different parts.
Yes.
And everything is valuable, and you know, I love Mexican food, Mexican culture, I love Italian,
in its own way.
Yes. There you go. I have no problem with
Ray
that.
Ray Stevens.
No. Yeah, yeah.
But it's just, I'm tired of it.
All right.
I know.
Okay? I'm tired of celebrating the stripes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay?
If you can't see the stripes, you're
I guess.
Some kind of a
I'm
racist,
just kidding, folks.
Racist something.
I love everybody. Even the people who don't love me.
So that's Clemson University?
Clemson University, their statement says, just as a tiger is not complete without its stripes, the Clemson family cannot be complete without the diverse experiences and contributions of students and alumni.
Well, I want to quote Tom Clancy, one of my favorite writers, military
great
fiction.
Philosopher, Tom
Clancy. And he said, I'm going to clean this up a little bit, but he said, if you kick a tiger in the rear end, you better have a plan for dealing with its teeth. Yeah. That has nothing to do with our conversation, but it's the only tiger example
I have. This is a corollary to this. If you kick a tiger in the teeth, you better run faster than Ed.
I think you're on to our next Share-a-thon theme, though, right there. Huh?
It would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Welcome to our Kick a Tiger in the Teeth Share-a-thon. We can maybe use that in the spring.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Who's next, by the way? Is it Janet?
Janet Mefford live.
Janet Mefford and Fred.
Fred Jackson.
I think Janet's here, but anyway, after the news, Janet and Fred will be here, and then Brian Fisher, the ever-popular Brian Fisher, will be along, and then on with your day here on AFR.